The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Journey of Ramadan. In this program, we select certain topics which will benefit us. And today we'll be talking about three methods of doing our tazkiyah nafs, which means purifying our inner self. Insha'Allah, Azza wa Jalla. Be with us from beginning till end. Immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning, insha'Allah, Azza wa Jal. But let's make few good intentions. As my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, he gives us this mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. I make this intention, I will deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention, you will watch from beginning till end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. Insha'Allah, Azza wa Jal. Respecting was Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He has written three methods of tazkiyah nafs, purification of one's inner selves. How can we counter our nafs? How can we protect ourselves from the deception of our nafs, our inner carnal desires? If we will learn these three methods, and especially in Ramadan al-Kareem, we will implement, will act upon, insha'Allah we will be getting a great opportunity to purify our inner self. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he mentions that ulama kiram, scholars, they have said that there are three ways through which we can kill our carnal desires. Number one is abandoning desires. Right? One should make a pause, not fulfilling the carnal desires. If our nafs desires something, so we should not fulfill straight away. This is the one very first method. Number two, he writes, is that we should burden ourselves, our nafs, with the burden of ibadat, worship. Number three is seeking assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to counter our nafs. Number one is abandoning one's desires, giving a pause, not fulfilling your desires. When your nafs demands something, you don't just straight away fulfill that desire. And if we will do this, what will we get? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى Surah Nazi'at, verse number 40 and 41. As for he who feared standing before his Lord and restrained the carnal self from against base desires, indeed paradise is his abode. So these are the two things. One is the one who had fear standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this fear should keep us awake. We should keep on thinking that one day we'll all have to die and we'll have to present ourselves in the court of Rabb Azza wa Jal. We have to die, we have to get into our dark grave, then on the day of judgment we'll be resurrected and day will come which will be Maidani Mahshar, the plains of reckoning day. And then we need to think and have that fear that there will be a scorching heat of the Day of Judgment. The Book of Deeds would be opening, and in that state will be presented in the court of our Rabb Azza wa Jal. There will be mizan, scale. My good deeds will be weighed, my bad deeds will be weighed. There will be hisab and kitab, accountability. This fear should be there. The one who has this, this is what has been discussed in this verse. And the second is, one should abandon the desires of carnal self. So when a person does these two tasks, one having fear standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he abandons his carnal desires. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. For him is paradise. His abode is paradise. This is what is promised with that individual. Especially because if we have to earn few pounds, all day we work, isn't it? 8 hours. Some people, they work 10, 12, 14 hours. Allahu Akbar. And then, end of the day, we get few pounds. But look at the karma of our Rabb Azza wa Jal, Fadl, the blessing of our Rabb Azza wa Jal. That we have to protect ourselves from the carnal desires. What will we get against? We'll get Jannah and eternal blessings, which will not end. Wo to nihayat sasta sauda bech rahe hain jannat ka, hum muflis kya mol chukayein, apna haath hi khali. It is narrated that Khwaja Nizamuddin Awliya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi got severely ill. And Muridin, they requested Shaykh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. There is a non-believer who's famous in terms of curing people. If you give us the order, we can take you to him. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, denied. Slowly and gradually, that disease was getting worse and worse to the extent that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, went unconscious. So these disciples, they took the shaykh to that non-believer. He got his conscience back and he got cured. When he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, saw himself healthy and cured, he looked at the non-believer and asked, how did you get this expertise that you can cure people? He said, my ustav, my teacher, he had taken this promise from me that whatever your nafs, your carnal self says, you do the opposite. Hence, whenever my nafs desires cold water, I drink hot water. If I want to eat rice, I eat bread. Like this, I go opposite to what my inner self desires. And by doing all this for a long period of time, I've got this power. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked, tell me, what does your nafs say to you about embracing Islam? Does it allow you or not? He said, no, it doesn't. Nizamuddin rahmatullahi ta'ala said, if it does not permit you to become Muslims, according to your own principle, you should do opposite, isn't it? You should embrace Islam. This was a very sound strategy, and what a beautiful, effective way he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, told him. It had an effect on his heart. And he recited this statement of faith. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Khaja Nizamuddin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was taken for an apparent cure, whereas in return, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alay cured to the spirit and soul of that doctor, that physician. The disease of disbelief was cured by Shaykh rahmatullahi ta'ala alay. Nigahe wali mein wo taaseer dekh, badalti hazaron ki taqdeer dekh. Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala says, if you want success, then do ita'at, obedience of your Rabb-e-Kareem, kind, sustainer, Rabb Azza wa Jal. and go against your nafs. And if your nafs desires to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then fulfill this desire of your nafs. But if your nafs says disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then do not listen to your nafs, go against. نفس و شیطان پر مجھے غلبہ عطا کر یا خدا, اس علی کا واسطہ دیتا ہوں جو ہے تیرا شیر. امام غزالی رحمت اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ gives the second pearl of advice in terms of purifying one's inner self. He says, you should burden your nafs with the burden of ibadah. Normally our nafs, inner self, naturally it needs comfort. It will not be inclined towards ibadah. So we should suppress our inner self. We should go against its comfort. And we should do ibadah. Offer salah 5 times. Even offer nawafil. Offer tahajjud, ishraq, chasht, awwabin. Do abundant of recitation of the Holy Quran. And you will burden yourself with ibadah, excessive worship, inshallah, slowly and gradually your nafs will become habitual of performing all those forms of ibadat. Our aslaf, our pious predecessors, they would always remain worried and concerned about the matters of hereafter. They used to remain busy in terms of preparing for hereafter. Haja Siri Sakhati rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he remained alive in this dunya for 98 years. Except the time of Naz'a, at the time he was dying, no one saw him lying down. People always saw him worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad Jariri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he resided in Makkah for 1 year. He did not sleep, he did not straighten his back, he did not stretch his feet. Hazrat Uwais Qarni rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he would start doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Salatul Fajr until Zuhr. Then he would do dhikr of Allah after Zuhr until Asr. From Asr till Maghrib, and then from Maghrib till Isha. And then from Isha till Fajr, he would sit and he would keep on doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the taqwa of our pious predecessors. This was the worship of our aslaf. Hazrat Abu Bakr Ayyash rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would recite daily 30,000 times Surah Ikhlas. Daily he would offer 500 nawafil. And in one day he would finish many a times Qur'an-i Majeed, Furqan-i Hamid. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, for 40 consecutive years, he did Salatul Fajr with the wudu of Salatul Isha. And every night he would finish 2 Quran. If only we can get the opportunity to follow the footsteps of our pious predecessors. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen.
عبادت میری ریاضت میں, عبادت میری ریاضت میں, تلاوت میں لگا دے دل, مہِ رمضان کے صدقے فرما دے کرم مولا,
بنا مجھ کو محمد مصطفیٰ کا عاشق صادق, تو دے دے سوز سینہ کر عنایت چشم مولا. May our heart gets inclined towards ibadah for the sake of Ramadan al-Kareem. May we become true devotee of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Respectfulness, when you have to burden your nafs, that has to be done wisely. Because when we put extra burden on our nafs, initially for a few days, okay, it can cope that. But slowly and gradually what happens, a person does not get steadfastness. Do burden your nafs with ibadah, but with sound strategy. Meaning in the start, don't just perform one form of worship. You should have different forms of worship at different times. Sometimes doing dhikr, sometimes reciting Quran, sometimes offering nawafil, sometimes study a book, increase knowledge, and also take some sort of gaps in between. So you do not get bored. If you make a schedule, how and when and how much would you do, this will help you a lot. And as a result, you'll be consistent in doing so. And the third is seeking assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Getting madad from Rabb Azza wa Jal. This is also very important. Do not stop making dua. Not stop asking the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find a beautiful saying of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam in the Holy Quran that is present. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Innan nafsa la'ammaratun bis-su'i illa ma rahima rabbi. Indeed, the soul excessively commands evil, except for one upon whom my Lord bestows mercy. We learn that nafsi ammara, it orders evil. And the one who gets protection from its evil is the one who has mercy from Lord Azza wa Jal. Madad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who possesses that assistance from Allah, he is the one who is able to protect himself from the deception of this nafs, nafsi ammara. Sayyid Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, he says that the fal messenger of Allah would recite these verses of Surah Ash-Shams. Wa nafsin wa ma sawaha فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقُوَاهَا. And by the soul and the one who proportioned it, then he placed in its heart the understanding of its obedience and its piety. After reciting these verses, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would make dua in these words. Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha wa khayru man zakkaha. O Allah, give taqwa to my nafs, piety to my nafs. You are the owner and lord of it. You are the one who can better purify it. You should also learn this dua and follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Nafs me lazzato me basaya. Mujh pe lutfo karam ho khudaya. Dil se chaat mita ma siwa ki. Mere maula tu khairat de. So these are the methods. How can we suppress our nafs? How can we control our nafs? How can we put rein to this horse, which is our nafs? We should follow these beautiful pearls of advices from Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, what we learned today. That's all for today. We will bring another interesting topic. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.